From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
We should all heed the poignant advice of John Ramsey yesterday. He said, do not jump to conclusions, do not jump to judgment, do not speculate. Let the justice system take its course.
He has been charged by the state of Colorado for first-degree murder after deliberation, first-degree kidnapping, second-degree kidnapping, and sexual assault on a child.
We're excited that this killer is finally going to be off the streets, but it's bittersweet in the fact that for us as a family, it brings up every sad memory that we have of this entire ordeal.
In a time when the Bush administration has tried to argue for even broader law enforcement powers, and this idea of a unilateral president where you have these inherent powers accrue to him because of the war on terror, it's a sound and a very strong rejection of those arguments.
We disagree with the decision, respectfully disagree with the decision of the judge, and we have appealed the decision. There is a stay in place, and so we will continue to utilize the program to ensure that America is safer.
Everybody is happy that the ceasefire is on. People regard what happened as a victory for Hezbollah. They're calling it the first Arab victory against the Israelis.
Hezbollah attacked Israel. Hezbollah started the crisis. And Hezbollah suffered a defeat in this crisis.
There's no winners in war. There's just losers and more losers.
The public needs to know that there may be other people out there who may be planning to attack against the United Kingdom. That is why there are a number of other security service operations underway. There is still a very serious threat of an attack.
And we've only been a couple of days since we have the takedown. We have a lot of material to go through, so until we've completely got our arms around this, we're going to assume that we have to keep looking to flesh out this scheme.